This is the son of PCJ.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. I'm Keith Parent. As you heard at the beginning of the program, we started off with a nice cup of tea. Or in my case, I should change the lyric to a nice cup of coffee. But today, I have to admit, I am not drinking coffee as I do the program, for the very good reason that it is extremely hot. Now, I could be drinking iced coffee, but I really don't feel like iced coffee. And just to prove it, I do have a coffee cup here, but it is empty. Instead, I have some sort of soft drink with ice. It is extremely humid, very much so. And, as I mentioned last week, complaining about the weather like I did, today I am still going to complain about the weather, but only right now. So let me do it. The weather is terrible, it's hot, it's humid, and it's raining. And that's all I will say about the weather today. Well, it's very nice to have you with us on the program today. Before we begin our first piece of music, I would like to dedicate, yes, I would like to make a very, very special dedication. Unfortunately, this is not just for one person. No, it isn't for one person at all, because to do so, if I was to mention the names, it would just take forever and ever and ever. Instead, I am going to dedicate this to all the members of the Indian DXing Cooperation Forum all the way in India. Mind you, there aren't just members from India. There are those who are from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Europe, North America, and also in East Asia. Why am I dedicating this special song to them? Well, it is their birthday. It is their one year birthday. They are 1 year old. And it's amazing because when they started, there was maybe, I remember when I first joined, around 20 people. It then went up to 50, 100, and now it's past the 300 mark, or near about. So congratulations to all of you. Unfortunately, I'm not going to mention all the names because that would be a whole entire program, but we're going to begin with something that I've always enjoyed, and that is the Boston Pops Orchestra. Of course, they made a name for themselves under the direction of Arthur Fiedler, and then later on, John Williams, and now Keith Lockhart. They play a wide range of music, everything from maybe Madonna one moment to the next moment playing Bach and Beethoven. The one we're going to listen to now is a rather fantastic arrangement, I should say, of a song made famous by Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson, the Boston Pops Orchestra, directed by Arthur Fiedler. the Boston Pops Orchestra, directed by Arthur Fiedler, with Mrs. Robinson, a song made famous and also composed by Simon and Garfunkel that was used in the classic movie starring Anne Bancroft and Dustin Hoffman in one of his, I think his first role, the movie The Graduate, directed by Mike Nichols. Now, it's been over 2 months, or just coming up to 2 months, that I was in the United States. People who follow me on Facebook and also Twitter know that while I was in New York and in Pennsylvania and in Washington, D.C., I managed to buy a fair amount of music. And some of you are wondering when I was planning to use it on the program. And I thought that today would be a good idea. Now, there is actually two reasons for that. Let's go back to the 1980s. A long, 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 very long time ago, longer than I wish to remember, there was a program on the BBC World Service called the Tony Myatt Request Show. And every week, Tony Myatt, a well-known British announcer, would play requests that came in from all around the world. I was an avid listener to this program and had two of my requests played on the show during its run. I remember listening to that show literally every week. In fact, I still have some of the air checks that I made of the program on cassette, which is kind of funny to listen to now, I have to admit. But nevertheless, I still do. Anyway, I was going through some of them. And the music that I heard on those tapes of the shows that I had recorded a long time ago made me think, well, how about we play that kind of music today? Only because a lot of that music I would never have found out about if it wasn't for the Tony Myatt Request program and also other programs on the BBC World Service. We're going to move now to an album that I picked up in the US, and I picked it up because of one of the songs that I remember listening to on Tony Myatt over 20 years ago. Many of you have heard of Miriam Makeba. Miriam Makeba made famous the Pata Pata song and the Click song. The Click song, by the way, is the English title. The original title, I am not even going to attempt to pronounce, but it's called the Click Sound because in South Africa, in certain areas, there are people they speak with a click, and they make it, it's very complicated, but you know what I mean. Well, anyway, Miriam Makeba was a big star in South Africa before she was a big star in the United States and the rest of the world with the two songs that I just mentioned. When I was in New York City, I went to a place which is called Other Music. It's just off Broadway. And I found this music store on the internet, by accident, actually. I was, you know, searching Google, like most of us do when we travel, if we have our computers with us, saying, well, looking for vinyl shops in New York. This one came up. It came up first, actually. And I was reading some of the reviews that people had said about this place, saying it's absolutely fantastic because they don't just have new, but they also have used. And they have the A to Z of music and music styles. So on a Tuesday evening, when I was there, it was around 7:30 in the evening, I was waiting for someone. I was in there and I was doing a little bit of shopping and I was just going through different categories. And this album caught my attention. It's called Township Jive and Koala Jazz. And it is popular South African music from 1940 to 1960. When I was looking at the back of the album, one of the artists on there was Miriam Makeba. The song we will listen to now is one of her early hits when she was with a group called the Skylarks. It's from 1960 and it's called Inkomo Zodawa.
Oh,
the fantastic Miriam Makeba with one of her early recordings from 1960. This is about 5 or 6 years before she released Pata Pata and the Click Song. Very different. And the album is absolutely fantastic, and I promise to play some other selections from it in an upcoming edition of the program. Now, those who have been listening for the past 2 months have been asking me, wait, Keith, you promised to do some big band specials once a month on the show. Now, we didn't do it in March. We didn't do it in April, only because there were other things that we had to get done. But I promise, my friends, this month, in the month of April, we will be doing that. We'll be featuring the music of Harry James and his orchestra. And that's only because we're sort of getting back to normal. Well, that's a... I wouldn't think that normal is the proper word to use. Well, it could be, actually. Yes, it could be. Anyway, let's move on to some of this fantastic music that I picked up in the United States. Now, the next is an album that I had been looking for nearly 30 years. Many of you, of course, are familiar with Roger Whittaker. Now, Roger Whittaker, of course, was born in Kenya, but makes his home in England, but also spends a lot of time in Kenya and South Africa. No, I'm not going to play The Last Farewell, I Don't Believe in If Anymore, or any of those, but he was also known to be a very fine whistler. Yes, a fine whistler. One of his big hits was Whistle Stop, I believe, many years ago. But this is an album that he recorded especially for the Canadian market. It was called, in French, Le Tour du Monde en Soufflant. In English, Whistling Around the World. Now, it was released in other countries, but it was specifically targeted to the Canadian market. And it is an interesting collection of some traditional music, traditional compositions, as well as compositions that he wrote himself, but there's no singing. A very little. Maybe some humming and hoeing and doing some doodadidis. You know what I mean. But most of the album, of course, is just whistling. And it is rather fun to listen to. Yeah, very fun. The one we're going to listen to now is called African Whistler. Or Souffleur Africain. And it was one of Roger Whittaker's own compositions. Oh, African Whistler, Roger Whittaker. And by the way, the reason why I've been looking for that album for more than 30 years now and finally found it. Well, actually, I heard that on the Tony Myatt Request Show way back when. And I remember, if memory serves me correct, it was from a listener in Australia who wanted to hear that. Fun album, by the way. It's a lot of fun. Now, as you know, and I've mentioned this many times in the program before, I like to buy vinyl. And I do buy a lot of vinyl off the internet, but there's nothing like going into a shop and being able to go through everything that they have there and spending a couple of hours doing so. Because sometimes, you know, if you're shopping online, you're just looking at stuff, and you may have forgotten about something that you're looking for. But when you're there in person, you're looking around, and then all of a sudden you see something at the corner of your eye, on the other side, and you go, ah, yes, I've been looking for that. And that was the case with this next one. Alfie Bass. How many of you know the name Alfie Bass? Well, I suppose some of our listeners in the United Kingdom do. Listeners in the United States, Australia, and Canada, and other parts of the world, will probably not know that name, but they may know the name Mr. Goldberg from the TV series Are You Being Served? Alfie Bass was the actor who played Mr. Goldberg for, I believe, one season of Are You Being Served? Now, Alfie Bass was a very popular and very well-known music hall actor in the United Kingdom. He did a lot of television. He also had, by the way, a small role, a very small role, in the movie, the James Bond movie, Moonraker. He played a Venice drunk in this one scene. And that role came about because the producer, Albert Broccoli of James Bond, knew of Alfie Bass and said, look, do you want to be in the film playing a drunk in Venice? And Alfie Bass basically said, well, if it gets me a free trip to Venice, why not? Anyway, Alfie Bass made a big career for himself singing Cockney songs. There's a fantastic album that I remember listening to. And the show that I heard it on, which was on the BBC, I think played every single cut from it. And it was a series of programs the BBC did a long time ago featuring English music of the 19th and early part of the 20th century. The album is fantastic because it also includes some other big names. It's not just Alfie Bass on the album. There's Benny Lee, Charles Young, the Rita Williams Singers. The orchestra is conducted by Alfred Ralston. We're going to listen to two tracks from it. First, Alfie Bass doing a very popular old English song called Rat Catcher's Daughter. And this will be followed by a woman, a very famous woman of the British Music Hall by the name of Rita Williams, with Chemo, Chemo, a fantastic little number. And this is an album, like I said, I remember hearing this program, and they played, I think, every single cut from it. And I did come across a version of it about 20 years ago that was released in the United States under a different title. And it was in stereo, and I think I'd lost it along the way, and I came across it again while I was in New York. So first, Alfie Bass, followed by Rita Williams.
In Westminster, not long ago, there lived a rat catcher's daughter. But she wasn't born in Westminster, but on the other side of the water. Her father killed rats and she cried sprats all round and over the water. And the gentle folks, they all bought sprats off the pretty little rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, dee-dum, doodle-da.
The rich and great come far and near to marry her, they all sought her. But at friends or foes, she cocked up her nose, did the rat catcher's pretty daughter. For there was a man tried lily white sand in Cupid's netted coulter. And over red and tears in love was the pretty rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle dee, doodle dum, dee dum, doodle dum.
Now they both agreed to marry me upon next Easter Sunday. But the rat catcher's daughter had a dream she'd not be alive next Monday. To buy some sprats once more she went and tumbled into the water. went down to the bottom, all smothered in mud, this pretty rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, dee-dum, doodle-dum.
When Lily White Sandy heard the news, both his eyes run down with water. Since he in love, all constant proof, blow me if I live long after. So he cut his throat with a piece of glass and stabbed his donkey after. So Donkey and Lily White Sand both died through love for the rat catcher daughter.
Doodle dee, doodle dum, dee dum, doodle dum.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.
In South Carolina, the people go.
Sing some ditty country tidy-o.
That's where the white folks plant the toe.
Sing some ditty country tidy-o.
Cover the ground all over with smoke.
Sing some ditty country tidy-o.
And up the people's heads they poke.
Sing some ditty country tidy-o.
There was a frog lived in a pool.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o.
Sure he was the biggest fool.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o.
For he could dance and he could sing.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o.
And make the woods around him ring.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o. Hee-mo, dime-o, there-o, where?
With Mahimo. But it ain't no use.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o.
Their legs hang out for the chickens to roost.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o. Hee-mo, dime-o, there-o, where?
With Mahimo, ho, and in comes Sally singing. Sometimes Penny, Winkle, Link, Tom, Nip, Cat.
Sing some kitty-catch-a-kai-me-o.
Rita Williams with the Rita Williams Singers and Kimo Kimo. Before that, The Ratcatcher's Daughter by Alfie Bass. And there's a fantastic collections of songs on this album. And there's one actually performed by John Gower that I was going to play today, but I thought that we would keep it. I thought that we would keep it for an upcoming edition of the program, because I'm sure that you will know the melody instantly. It's a song that is still sung today. Well, actually, it's sung very often today by one particular country, but it's actually based on an old English drinking song. Some of you have probably guessed what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to tell you for those who don't know, but we will feature it on an upcoming edition. While I was venturing around Times Square, I passed a music shop, a small little music shop near Times Square, and as I walked by the front entrance, they were playing something. And it was one of those moments that you say to yourself, that sounds very, very familiar. couldn't figure out what it was. So as I went to a little corner shop next door to get a drink, I came back out and was drinking, and I went, oh, I know what that is. It was Madonna. Now, everybody knows Madonna. Yes, that's true, but Madonna played in a very different style. Let's take Bossa Nova. Well, there's an album called Bossa Madonna, and it's Bossa Nova versions of very famous songs by Madonna, like Material Girl, Live to Tell, Into the Groove, Hollywood, Like a Virgin, Lucky Star, Holiday, Ray of Light, Hung Up, Vogue, and the one we're going to listen to now called Express Yourself, performed by the Amazontronics. The Amazontronics with a bossa nova version of Express Yourself. And this is one of those things that I probably never would have come across if I was looking for it online. It's from a label called PMB Music from Argentina. And fantastic, fantastic disc. And I plan to play another track from it on an upcoming edition of the program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And you can listen to this program again, as well as all programs from PCJ, by going to our website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. You can also, of course, while you're at the website, find information on how to listen to us on Stitcher, and also join our Facebook page. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio in Facebook, and join the group. And also follow us on Twitter. Yes, we're one of the twits on Twitter. You'll find all the information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. There's also another way that you can get in touch with us, and that's by calling our answer line. Here's Bob Zanotti.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. And I should mention, by the way, if you do call our answer line and leave a message, you never know, we might use it on this program or any of the other programs as well. Now, let's continue with a song that I actually requested on the Tony Myatt Request Show many years ago, and he played it. I even got the little card that they sent 3 weeks before they were going to do to play it, saying that, listen, at this time, on these frequencies, and you'll hear your request. It's Honeycomb. Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb, honeycomb. Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Pop then, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I guess every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb, Jimmy Rogers, from an album called, if I can turn it over, The Story of Rock and Roll, Jimmy Rogers, featuring all his hits, including Oh, I'm Falling in Love, Women from Liberia, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and many others. Also pick that up in New York as well. You're listening to Happy Station, and it's very nice to have you with us today on the program. Hopefully you're just sitting back and enjoying what you're listening to. And if you're not, well, there's an easy solution. tune away. I always find it amazing when you'll have people, let's say, that will listen to a certain show or a certain TV station, and they'll complain left, right, and center about it, but they are the ones that will tune in every week. If we take Howard Stern as an example, and I am a Howard Stern fan, I will admit to that, he once said, people that love him will tune in, and people that hate him will tune in. The people that hate him tune in just to complain about him. So he said, no matter what, it's a win-win situation. It's probably the same with Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly and others as well. So for those who hate me and are tuning in to complain, I also welcome you as well. Let's now move on to a singer that I didn't hear this on the BBC. I heard this on Deutsche Welle, yes, on the German service of Deutsche Welle, on a program that they had called Schlager Cocktail. And it was a weekly 30-minute program that played the best of Schlager hits. It's Katharina Valente and Kismet.
Bin ich glücklich? Ich weiß es nicht. Ich will fort, aber ich bleibe. Warum bleibe ich? Ich lebe mein Leben, Kismet. Ich frage nicht, warum. Was ich da tue, ist Kismet. Und mein Verstand bleibt stumm. Ich tue vielleicht das Falsche und kehre doch nicht um. Ach, lassen wir das. Träumen wir weiter. Es ist nicht alles Kismet. Ich kann mich selbst befreien. Dann wird mein eigener Wille schon bald mein Kismet sein. Dann holen meine Wünsche den grauen Alltag ein. Ich kann nicht einsam sein. Doch ich bin oft allein. Und bin ich fern von von den Frauen. Sollen wir sie fragen? Ach, lassen wir das. Lassen wir das. Das ist das Leben, Kismet. Das haut nicht immer hin. Wenn mal was schief geht, Kismet, dann ist noch alles drin. Wir gehen alle weiter und keiner weiß, wo.
Legendary German singer Katharina Valente with Kismet. And this is also from an album that I picked up in New York, the same place that I picked up the music feature of South Africa with the Miriam Makeba track that we played earlier. This album is called Beat Fräulein, female German pop music, 1964 to 1968. Includes, well, like we just listened to, Katharina Valente, Marianne Dominique, Anita Velber, Patti Pay, Monique and the Lions, Chris Dorke from East Germany, and Venki Meira, and is also a lot of fun to listen to. Now, we still have time for one more thing. And as you know, at the beginning of the program, I did complain about the weather, and I've been trying not to during the show, because the last thing you wanted to hear me is to bitch and complain about how bad the weather has been. But I decided to do it anyway, Well, at least in song. I'm not really complaining about it, but it is actually a nice song. If Rain itself was as nice as this song, then there wouldn't be anything to complain about. So I was trying to think of a song about rain. There is, of course, Crying in the Rain, Singing in the Rain. And this one, which I thought was appropriate, it is Madonna. We actually heard a little bit of Madonna earlier. Not her singing herself, of course, but a cover version of one of her songs. But here she is, Madonna and Rain, on your program, Happy Station.
Get it. You can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
You can get it.
If you try. If you try.
Holding hands at midnight, beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Just imagine.
Where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me, holding hands at midnight, beneath the starry sky? It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Try, try, try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one,
who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow.
It's nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it, won't you tell me?
Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
Nice work if you can get it, from an album that I picked up in the United States, actually in Pennsylvania, featuring Dick Van Dyke and the Enoch Light Orchestra, and before that, Rain and Madonna. Well, guess what, friends? We've come to the end of this edition of the program. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. So I'm going to leave you right now, so I hope that you'll be able to join us next week for another edition of your program, Happy Station Show, right here on this station, on one of our partner stations, as well as PCJ. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.